I've done more disgusting, hideous, awful things and women than you'll ever dream of. So good luck in catching up with that, pal. Not a chance in hell. Oh, and make sure to tell the two, I'm assuming 20-year-olds that I said hi.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Blag the Ripper, I have returned, and it is an orgy of self-congratulations with my good friend and partner, Mike Routier.
Blag, you're breaking your arm, patting yourself on the back, but you do have a tiger by the tail here, and we are blowing it out big all hour long. We're going to focus on your brand new release, Dwarves Are Born Again. It only happens every time Haley's Comet comes around, a new Dwarves record comes out. So we're going to milk it for all it's worth.
It has been a long time in coming, Mike, and we are going to milk this puppy. That's a good way of looking at it, because
we're grabbing the teats.
We are playing every last song and every last bonus track from the Dwarves Are Born Again today. We're going to talk in depth about dirty, weird things. And we are going to get very deep and freaky with this particular episode. We're going to be visiting with He Who Cannot Be Named, the Fresh Prince of Darkness, Rex Everything, Clint Torres, Gregory Pecker, a cast of thousands.
And the rest, and the list goes on and on.
It's like a Gilligan's Island of retardation. But we brought everybody back for this record. Even Vaj Moore.
Yeah,
even
Saltpeter.
All the freaky guys from Blood, Guts, and Pussy.
This is a dwarf record, to be sure, and we're gonna go storyteller this way. We're gonna play some tracks, and then Blag is gonna tell you all the insides and the outsides of the track. We're gonna flip the roles around here. I'll be the interviewer. You'll be the interviewee.
We're flipping the script on this.
You're the guest this week, Blag. We're gonna throw you in the guest chair.
Well, I am so stoked to be there. There were too many guys on this record. We were gonna get all these guest appearances, get all these people on to talk. There were too many. You're just gonna listen to the record.
Story your life, right? Too many guys.
I'm telling you what, on Radio Like You Want,
Dwarves Are Born Again. Let's go.
To save the ozone and the earth and all the creatures, sand and surf. This world is full of things to do, and yet it always come back to, let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in jubilust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. A cure for cancer and for AIDS. To volunteer in fire brigades. Home for aged and infirm. How come we never ever learn? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in jubilust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Nobody care, you live or die. Born to lose and let you lie. That's why, let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Like cavemen banging round their huts. There's rope and duct tape in the trunk. Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Let's
some new magazine said you're hip, but your music is shit, and your management doesn't fool us. Your 15 minutes are through, despite the play on YouTube. Fuck you! The fact is that you really can't even sing, though, or do anything, yo. But advertise all drinks and shoes. Your 15 minutes are gone. Don't worry, we'll carry on. Stop my cock from running wild in the street. Stop me now or else I turn the other cheek.
Stop right there. Stop me. 15 minutes. Dwarves are still the best band in the town.
I'm telling you
whatever it's called. That's the first three tracks there from the brand new one, Dwarves Are Born Again, out right now.
The most egotistical title ever. The Dwarves are still the best band ever. That's when I knew we had to make this record, Mike. Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. 15 minutes, of course. That one was a little bit of electro, a little bit of playing around with the new
there,
stuff.
A couple flavors.
Telling the kids to watch out. I had a lot of help on that one from Andy Selway, from Jules Hodgson. These guys sequence and they play with KMFDM. They brought the weird noise in that one. And then, of course, Stop Me Before I Fuck Again, featuring the very, very mighty Nick Oliveri, Rex everything on the vocal in that one, and he is just so sick and demented on there. You can't beat it. Every time he laughs, I want to shit my pants, Mike.
And you often do, Blag.
I do. I shit.
You actually wear male diapers. That's the thing I love about you the most. Dwarves Are Born Again is out, and we're looking out for number one.
You know, everybody thinks that I wrote all the Dwarves songs, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Why would they think that?
You see, because I give everyone that impression. That's what I want them to think. But this track coming up, this is actually the pop hit of the record, and it's all He Who Cannot Be Named.
Another He Who classic, man. He writes the greatest.
And, you know, we gave this song to a young artist, Sky Sweetenham. Eric Valentine produced it, but it wasn't quite as nasty as our version, and yet this is kind of the sweetest thing we could come up with on Born Again. Here comes Looking Out for Number One.
I saw my girl, she was hanging by a thread, she was gone. Left a note, wrote in crayon, saying so long, death lives on. I really thought that she loved me because we'd had so much fun. Now I'm living on the run, looking out for number one. I took a ride to the city, had to get out of this town. My little girl looked so pretty when they laid her in the ground. Her daddy said he don't like me, but he don't like anyone. And now I'm living on the run, looking out for number one. Drink at the station, had to get out of my head. Saw my face on a TV, wanted dead was all it said. Now my life could be ending when it's only just begun. And now I'm living on the run, looking out for number one. One day she laughed at me and left me thunderhearted. LAPD is after me. Let's get
now that I'm, you know, a dwarf and everything, it's all good, but my girlfriend says I need it in writing, you know, the no cunnilingus thing, so I need a note. If you could help me out with that, it'd be kind of rad. Thanks, dude. Bye.
Oh, yes, the great Spike Slauson of the Revolts, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies and the Swingin' Utters, telling his tale of woe. His girlfriend wanted, she wanted a note from the band about the no pussy eating stuff.
You're going to have to get a note these days. That's how it goes down, Blag.
I'll tell you what, speaking of songs that I didn't write, You'll Never Take Us Alive, that was the Fresh Prince of Darkness, and a classic it is. I love the hook in that one. It's got Mr. Rex Everything playing that bass thing. It's, you know, all the dwarves got together on that one.
It's a collaborative effort through and through each track, and we're going by every track, each and every one. Blag giving you a little insight on every little track. Man, Rex Everything's all over the place on this one. We're going to hear from him again and again, aren't we?
He plays bass all over this record, does a bunch of good stuff, and even wrote the track It's a Wonderful Life of Sin. Mr. Rex Everything, a great genius. But yeah, that one belongs to the Fresh Prince of Darkness. On this record too, Mike, we wanted to get back to some of the garage stuff, some of the early pre-Blood Guts dwarves stuff.
Wow, that's getting caveman days.
Dude, where we had the Farfisa Oregon, we made the Horror Stories record, Suburban Nightmare. We
you
had
got
the
Suburban
Slick
Nightmares,
ties.
That's what you guys are called back then, right?
You got to admit, we came from Illinois out to California. We were a 60s garage band. That was the story on the dwarves. And, it, you know, who would have thought it would have morphed into this?
Yeah, you guys shifted gears in the punk kind of swiftly, didn't you?
You know, you hear that G.G. Allen cassette tape, and the next thing you know,
you're a punk band. You're a bang up, isn't it?
Bang.
High school, true original, two-dimensional team.
God We're Getting High all episode with the Dwarves, because the Dwarves are born again. The brand new record is out right now, and it's an hour-long shameless self-promotion with myself and Mr. Blag Dahlia this week on Radio Like You Want. Blag, Nick Oliveri taking the controls on that one as well, eh?
I'll tell you what, he did a lot of lead singing on this record. It's a big Nick record, and that song's just perfect for him and those shredding-ass vocals.
And my sore throat just... My throat's sore just listening to that thing.
And what's so wild about the mix and match on this record, it was all about bringing together different members from different times. The Fresh Prince of Darkness, one of the newer guys, got together and wrote that one and then handed it off to Nick. I just do that little pre-chorus in there to keep you melodic.
Done and done. Then you go home, right? And plop
Tell
down on the
what,
couch.
All I do is take credit for it, Mike. I don't actually do any of the work here. But yeah,
that's when the Dwarves are at their best. That's when you guys are doing a live show and you have Nick up there and you guys are passing the mic back and forth and you have all the members, man. That's what really makes it. It's the Wu-Tang Clan of punk, people. You got to get hip.
That's how I want it. You got to tell these guys to quit doing their solo careers. Coming up next, I Masturbate Me. Speaking of solo careers.
Drummer to the stars.
Latin Josh Freeze, the prolific Mr. Freeze, came up with this song. He wrote the music. He played the drums. And it was left to me to come up with a concept. And I thought,
Tuba Tree? Nah, it's been done.
What about masturbation?
Oh, okay. That's a new one. Let's get masturbating on the radio like you want.
That's why I started off slow. Someone else's help is myself.
is a wonderful life of sin, my friends, but I don't have to tell you that. Before that, Masturbate Me, two classic tracks from the brand new Dwarves Are Born Again. We're going through each and every song, and Blag is giving an inside to each one. Blag, a little scoop of knowledge about Wonderful Life of Skin.
Well, this one, A Wonderful Life of Skin. That's pretty good.
Freudian slip.
Wait, we need a rewrite. Stop the presses.
I know, repress the record.
That one comes from Nick Oliveri, the master. Let's call him Rex Everything, shall we? When he's wearing his dwarves cap, it's all about Nick Oliveri, the master. Rex Everything. And he came up with that one. The breakdown was me. I said, Nick, if it's going to be you, we got to go stoner for the breakdown. And he agreed. So we wrote in that stoner part. Put in that pathetic phone message from that chick calling me
crying. You always have to have your phone message in there.
Well,
that's the trademark.
Girls got to know. If you're going to do weird stuff and call me, I'm putting it on a record. That's
Which reminds me, go to our website, radiolikeyouwant.com, and call the phone number right there. Leave us a message.
That's right. We've been getting some great ones lately. But yeah, that was the story on It's a Wonderful Life of Sin. And then
I love that one because that one reminds me of one of my favorite Doors tracks. Is there anybody out there? It's got that instrumental breakdown at the end.
Yeah, we were never known for the big breakdowns, but I figured to end side one, it's nice to have a big instrumental jam.
Big dramatic moment.
That's right, and then it starts jumping into side two now, and for this one, we pulled out a classic from He Who Cannot Be Named solo record.
He writes all the poppiest, coolest
tunes. He does.
Tunes,
this time
man.
Around, he is the
got
winner.
It.
And he wrote, he had a great record, Sunday School Massacre. The
right.
song's called Happy Suicide. But of course, in the dwarves world, we call it Happy Birthday Suicide.
Took those pills. Yeah, and I hope that they would kill. Crashed my car on the day the earth stood still. Now I'm dead in. Come back to me, my suicide. Left my song unsung.
I left my song unsung.
Yeah, and I wish my life was done. Set myself on fire there in front of everyone. Now I'm burning. So I come back to me, my suicide. Happy suicide. Happy suicide. Shot my gun.
You know I shot my gun.
Popped a hole inside my lung. Jumped off a bridge on the day my heart was stung. Now I'm soaring, so I come back to be my suicide.
at the end of all these. Coffin 2. Fake ID right there. Now, that's going to be the single, isn't it, Blegg?
Well, in a manner of speaking, that's the track that we did with Eric Ballantyne. It's like the weird modern production track. The band all hates it. That's why I knew it
really?
Was cool.
Really? The band hates that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they bitch at me so much when I do
really?
This shit.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
See, this is the inside info you get here on Radio Like You Want.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, they're like, it doesn't sound like us. They said nothing sounds like us. That's the point. You know, we can do whatever we want. So I really enjoyed that track. Eric Ballantyne threw it together. You know, it's just a wacky one, but it's going to be on both the 10 inches, the German 10 inch on No Balls and the American 10 inch on Zodiac Killer are both going to feature that, as well as some other tunes, some unreleased tunes, which we got
Each 10 inch is going to be unique. Each one will have a different track, right?
That's right. Each one has two different tracks. Yeah, it has a different track from the record and a different extra track, as well as also having some stuff in common, like Fake ID, which is on both of them. So you got to get both those 10 inches, kids.
Oh,
we just
wow.
want your money. That's
milk
the whole
the
point.
Teat of the
That's
wallet.
Right.
All right, wait, now what's coming up next here? Working Class Hole. Man, this is switching gears here.
Yeah, this goes right back to like British-y oi punk kind of working class hero stuff. But of course, the Dwarves take on it. You know, the Queen Mum isn't exactly going to love this one, Mike. But yeah, Working Class Hole.
Any truth to this song? Yes or no?
Yes, I am a working class Illinois piece of shit.
I used to wake when I wanted, go to school and I felt like a lap. But I got thrown out, so now I know about getting up off of my ass. I tried to sing for my supper, then I got hungry and found me a job. Now every morning, it's like I'm whoring. For the weekend to come.
call me an asshole? Fruit Boots?
He
What's going
you
on here,
fruit
man?
Fruit Boots, my friend.
What the hell?
You
want to
talk about
cool, man?
The last song that you just heard is actually not on the record, but it is going to be on those kooky 10-inch records I've been telling you about.
One of those extra sneaky tracks.
Vinyl-only Fruit Boots. But the really crazy thing about this song, it was written by the drummer. And usually that's what happens.
And it's actually a decent track.
That's what I'm saying. Usually that happens right before he gets thrown out of the band. You know, he says, hey, I got some songs. I'm the drummer. And that's it. You never hear from him again.
Yeah,
he came
great.
Up with a classic there. And it's, you know, some slide guitar, kind of Stonesy, little weird
cowbell
style.
I mean, come on. It's got it all. How could you
put that
not
one
like
on
the
record? I think the reason it didn't make it was because it was just saying asshole so many times. First there's the whole working class hole, and then there's the whole asshole thing in Fruit Boots. It was an overload of asshole. But
well, you
got to
make
classic
song. The tough call sometimes. And the Doors, you know, they're always in danger of having too many assholes, for sure.
And
just
you know
you
what
alone
they say
showing
about
up
too many assholes.
Tilts the scale. Anyway, what do we got next? We got another classic coming up here.
Fuck
we're plowing
you
through the record.
Till You Die, Mike, is the
name
of this
we're
one.
We're getting back to the roots
here.
Yeah,
this
here.
Is
back
just
to,
straight
back to
up.
The safe territory.
This is bad hardcore. It's got me. It's got Mr. Everything. And it's just back to what the Dwarves do. This is the stuff. Our fans reached out to me. They said, Blag, you're getting esoteric. You're getting kooky. Bring it back. Let's go punk rock. Can you do it? Do you still have it? And I said, motherfucker. Yes, I do. Mike, you heard me tell him.
I didn't
I
hear
him.
Shit. I'm sorry. I was in the other room. What were you saying?
Right. I'm sorry.
Now, this one you rap on, right? Through the whole thing?
That's right. It's mostly rapping.
That's great.
Fuck you till you die. Now you're living but a lie. They'll drag you till you drop. Till your head goes high in infinite try. They will fuck you till you die. Cause there's a limit on the sky. They'll slam you in a hole. Steal your very soul. We'll be right back.
after the world's greatest band ever, isn't it? How did those words Candy Now ended up on the Doors
record? I'm telling you. Well, of course, I did that record last year, Candy Now, with Angelina and Tom from Persephone's Bees. Very weird little arty retro.
I'm going on record as saying record. I like that record. I'm that guy.
I always loved it too, but you know what? It was just you and me, I think. It sold two copies exactly.
I always knew you're going to have a hard time pitching that to Dwarves fans. Yeah. So you're
they were not crazy about it. It went over like shit in a swimming pool, really. I had to admit it. But
this song,
it would left us with this jam, yeah, the traditional, like, slow, grindy, crampsy, Stooges-y kind of Dwarves song.
Yeah, definitely very crampsy on that one. I definitely got that vibe.
So we pumped out a slow one, a little bit of Farf, crazy guitar solo, and voila. But after that, we came up with the next track, which is, this is the dance sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Come on.
He Who Cannot Be Named. Now, Mike, it's a natural. He needed his own dance. That retarded kind of jumping around.
He made it up. It's his own. And, you know, it's a little infectious when you go to a door, so you just want to do it. This tells you how. Do the He Who.
Feels a little dance in
they're not dead. Okay, that song got
We're
me set me straight.
Born again.
That's the thing. Right.
It's rebirth. It's renewal. It's like the Easter of
the Dwarves. Spring of the Dwarves. Dwarves Are Born Again. This whole hour, we're doing nothing but Dwarves Are Born Again. Shameless self-promotion from a big go host here, Mr. Blag Dahlia. Check out his new record. Get it now. It's hot, kids.
It is an orgy of self-congratulation here today, Mike. But that track is only available on the 10-inch. I think it's on the American 10-inch, the Zodiac Killer track. I'm Not Dead.
Now, wait a minute. Do we play our little Explosion World exclusive soundbite?
Exclusive.
Oh,
exclusive.
Come on.
See, wait, I'll drop that back in there. I promise. It'll be on there.
Okay.
And coming up
so
next,
so you're going to go back
course,
in time, and then what we're talking about now is going to be totally
absolutely
relevant?
Wow. That's right.
That's going to be wild. What's up next?
Your Girl's Mom. This is a song that involves your mom.
About your mom. You wrote one about your mom.
Your girl. Well, in this
about
case,
me?
It's actually, well, no,
hanging
it's
out
about
with
your
mom?
Mom.
Oh, cool.
Actually, I mean, it
I
does
didn't really
involve
notice
you
even knew about
it's your mom.
Me and your mom, but here's a
well,
little song
there's
about
been an
it.
An issue
cool.
with your
this
mom.
Is about
and
me
I.
and Black
absurd. He's nowhere like nothing now, haven't you heard? Zip Zero, no fear though, just blood, guts, and dash. Making history bold, making records for cash.
Zip Zero, anti-hero. Zip Zero, the anti-hero. Zip Zero, anti-hero. Ready or not, we're here, we're here.
Yeah. Gregory Becker, Rex Shepard.
killed the Doors once again, but they wouldn't die. The band that wouldn't die, that's the closer right there. Before that, we heard Zip Zero with Gary Owens, our announcer.
He's the anti-hero, my friend. How many times have you heard that voice in your childhood? I knew him from Laugh-In'. That shows you how far back I go. But he's the voice of Space Ghost, and he's done a million ads and different things that you've heard. Gary Owens.
One of the all-time great broadcasters ever.
Yeah, and it was such a thrill to sit there in the studio with him and listen to him go, especially hearing him say that off-the-wall stuff on Zip Zero.
That's so cool. The first time I ever heard him as part of the Doors was the last record you did, and when I asked you, man, who did that Gary Owens-like thing? You're like, that's Gary Owens. Dude.
Yeah,
really? You got on. Gary Owens? Oh, my God.
It was so beautiful, and he told these stories. Like, he told me that he introduced Sonny and Cher.
We talked about that here on Radio Lucky.
He said
like
she was only 16. I mean, stuff like that. You can't.
He said that for law purposes.
He told me a great story about Bob Dylan and Don Rickles. Don Rickles.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, they were hanging out in a hallway at NBC or something, waiting to do their parts. And
those guys should do a podcast.
Awesome. Rickles started making fun of them and telling them to smile and stuff. You know, it got kind of crazy. After that, of course, we heard the band that wouldn't die, and that's the Dwarves. I got to salute my fellow Dwarves.
That's right. Each and every one, an international Ubermensch and extraordinaire.
Ubermensch, Mike. I like that. I like the sound of that.
Makes me want to go globetrotting. Blag, you want to take a trek with me?
Let's take a little trip, shall we?
We're out of here. Globetrotter, spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter. Special Dwarves edition of Globetrotter. Blag, where are we going?
Well, we're going to America. It's one of the most interesting places on the globe. It's where the Dwarves are from, and we're going to play a Dwarves song, but it's about another country. This is the final piece of the puzzle on The Dwarves Are Born Again. We had one brilliant little leftover track, another He Who Cannot Be Named number. This one's called F-U-K.
Okay.
Ophelia's so wet, Amelia's in bed with Nigel, Nicole, and Yvette. Camilla showed up with Harry and Chuck to grunt like the Wimbledon set.
If you only knew,
then
you fucking 22. If you came, it's the United Way. If you need a shame, give the Thames a drink. If you came, it's the United Way.
In Bristol, they're hot. For Manchester,
it's a little kinky. F-U-K, and that's available on the German 10-inch, The Dwarves, Greedy Records. It's all about the Dwarves this week on Radio Like You Want, Mike. I'm sorry I had to do it. This is the week that we're releasing The Dwarves Are Born Again, and we have played every last track and every last bonus track from this goddamn record.
Is that true? I think you're lying, because I don't think we played every last track from the actual record, did we? But we did throw in a lot of those bonus tracks, which is very cool. If you want to get the full dope, make sure you get out there and get Dwarves Are Born Again. Also comes with a bonus DVD. It's got all kinds of killer live shit on there, so you want to have that in hand. Holy shit, Black, what's going on?
Can you imagine? It sounds like our regular feature mic. It came from the garage.
A Dwarves edition?
Well, yeah, because this one is it's even beyond the garage. This one's like from the dungeon or something. This is a little demo-only recording. I pulled it out, discovered this recently. No one's ever heard this. Here we go.
The magic Don Juan on the street where you live. 'Cause your grandma still got so much to give. Me love you a long time. God love you can't buy. You a long time, Lord of the Flies, Captain Nova in a six deuce to fill. Those who know ya know you can't buy a thrill. Me love you a long time, just look in my eyes. Me love you a long time, Lord of the Flies. Some may call it pimping, some call it gigolo. Unless you've been to Amsterdam, you really do not know. Some say love's expensive, others say it's blind. But I can't blame them horny girls, man, I would make me mine! Lord of the Fly! The Fly! Lord of the Fly!
Time once again for the guilty pleasure.
Oh, and it's so pleasurable to be here with you, Mike.
All right, enough of that. Yes, it is very nice to be with you, Blake.
This entire exercise in self-congratulation has been a guilty pleasure for me,
it
Mike.
It has. This whole show has been a bit of a guilty pleasure, hasn't it?
Well, that's why I got to go one step further, and for my guilty pleasure, I got to pull out a song that extols the virtues of rape on teenage girls.
Ah, guilty pleasure, only the way the Dwarves could do it.
I'll tell you what, this one was written by the master Rex Everything. You got to love him. It's from the Come Clean record. I'm a River City Rapist.
Working your dog food in the middle of the night. Watch her bleed, gonna make me feel all right. Hold her down with a knife to her neck. Drop me dead and get your mommy his neck. I'm a River City Rapist. I'm gonna rape the USA. Now don't you say a word. The best class don't help. I don't care what you heard. I'm gonna take what's rightfully mine. Use it for what you want. Make me feel just fine. I'm a River City Rapist. I'm gonna rape the USA. Need to wonder why? Why? I'm a River City Rapist. I'm a River City Rapist. I'm a River City Rapist. I'm gonna rape the fucking USA.
Now for an encore, the Goofers are gonna do a brand new rock and roll number entitled I'm Gonna Rock and Roll Until I Die.
On your undeserving motherfucking eardrums, Mike. Thank you for indulging me this week on Radio Like You Want. We played the entire song, the entire record, the entire thing.
Extra tracks, B-sides, demos, live cuts. What else do you want, goddammit?
The Dwarves Are Born Again. It's out in stores now. You can pick it up on our website, thedwarves.com. Don't forget, check out RadioLikeYouWant.com. Every week we bring you the finest in punk rock, rock and roll music. Mike Ruffier is the mastermind. My name is Blag, the motherfucking Ripper. Punch him in the motherfucking throat, Mike.
Oh, you got it, my friend. Next week we got it. More guests coming up. Enough of this Dwarves crap. Let's get out of here.
Thrusty Otis, that is the most badass movie.
Is that Tom Ayers, Persephone's Bees, One Man Band?
The man can do anything, and he often does. Radio Like You Want, Mike Ruffier.
Let's get the hell out of here, Blag. Dwarves Extravaganza is over.
Greedy. Worldwide.